Derek Craven Day.
Number, is it two? I feel like it's not. The original Derek Craven Day is 2018?
I think in 2018 was the first time we tweeted to each other about Derek Craven on February 4th. And then the next year, we did it again. And I was like, wait, it's like...
it's a thing.
In the ether. Yeah. Derek Craven's
it's
like,
official.
Valentine's Day is 10 days from now, but I am special and better. Give me a 10-day advance on this particular love holiday.
The launch of Romance Month begins Derek Craven Day. And then last year, we like made it a thing. Not on the podcast, but we made it a thing in the world because Shannon made a t-shirt. And best friend Kelly didn't make the pins for Derek Craven Day.
No, the pins were for the Derek Craven episode, which was the beginning of season two.
Right. And I sent you a Derek Craven card. Derek Craven Day card. But this year, we had to best ourselves.
Yeah.
And so how better to best ourselves than to have Kate Claiborne join us?
There's no better way.
Here I am. I mean, next year you're going to have to get Derek Craven on.
We could hire an actor to be Derek Craven.
Oh, wow.
Somebody send us Tom Hardy's text information.
Sure. Going to happen.
Wow.
You got to put it into the world.
What good things have I done in life to be asked to be part of Derek Craven Day? I am so excited.
All you have to do is love him with your whole heart. That's all it takes, everybody.
It's true.
I belong.
Welcome to Fated Mates.
Fated Mates. Derek Craven is one of the reasons why we are Fated Mates.
That's true. That's
Derek true. Craven, Cressley Cole.
I retweeted the other day my favorite of your tweets, which is there are two kinds of Lisa Kleypas readers, the ones who love Derek Craven best and the ones who are wrong.
And it always, people always fight. Every time they see it, they get in there, they fight.
I did some shit posting this week because people were like, St. Vincent. And I was like, if you loved him that much, you would call him by his real title, first of all.
Jen, you've really gone through something over the last couple
I know.
Weeks.
Jen is tussling. Jen's like, you wanted to tussle?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been reading these Ravenels, which you haven't read, and you've met Reese Winterbourne and you can't get over it.
I read all the Ravenels on audio when I was like it got me through the insurrection, the Ravenels did.
I got so hot talking about Derek Craven, I had to undress.
But I still love Derek Craven the best, and it's fine. But then I've been shitposting mostly because it's so fun, you guys. It's so fun to just like talk about romance on Twitter as opposed to talking about the end of democracy on Twitter.
Did you see the conversation today on Twitter where one reader said to another in your shitpost thread, is there a St. Vincent Day? And the response was, your mom has a St. Vincent Day.
My goodness.
I mean,
for the record, if that was you, I did send a screenshot of that to Lisa Kleypas this morning, and she did not reply to me.
She blocked all our numbers. She's like, these two are too much.
She's like, I'm a little unsettled by this.
Holy shit. Do you think Lisa Kleypas is going to listen to this? Because if so, I'm getting off this call.
Here's the amazing thing. So then someone said, maybe we should just like bracket this shit off, right? And do like March Madness of Kleypas Heroes. And I was like, sure, that's fine. It can be for second place. Like, I'm not putting Derek Craven.
No,
it's not
Derek
up
Craven
to our, for
in the
vote.
Bracket.
Derek Craven is just number one and everyone else is voting for number to
Derek
be number two.
Derek Craven is like the emperor in Gladiator who just like watches all the other heroes battle.
Yeah. Best friend Kelly said she'd help make me bracket. I was like, yeah, let's bracket it up.
That
let's do it.
Is amazing.
Yeah. We can have like the Ravenels, like, quadrant.
Sure, and, the wallflowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit.
You know what? I think you invited me on here. because I, of the three of us, I'm the most conflict-averse person. Like, I'm never going to have an argument about which Kleypas hero is better.
No, but I do like that because the brackets are very clear. It is, like, the Ravenels, the Wallflowers, the Hathaways, and the Bow Street Runners. And then it's just...
boom.
With one weird, like, possible, like, kind of... past live thing.
I feel like there could be a whole other way, though, which is like it could be like the working men The Aristocracy.
Yeah.
Oh, I just read the one with the actor. I forget the name of it now.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever read it. It was intense.
I will say, people in that thread were like, but what about so-and-so? And I was like, look, I haven't read that one yet because the Lisa Kleypas bench is deep.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing that you survived 2020 with, you still have Kleypas under glass.
I do. And I feel like that is, I'm so proud of myself, you guys.
I'm proud of you.
You do need to read Zachary Bronson. And then you need to call me. You need to call immediately when you get to the button string.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Look at that. We should talk about that because not the button string, although we can talk about the button string. But one of the questions that we get every time we talk about Kleypas on the podcast, because every time we talk about Kleypas on the podcast, I say nobody writes a talisman into a book the way Kleypas writes a talisman, like an object, right? Like, every book she has like an object that like tells the story of these people. And we always get questions about like, could we say more about that? And so one of the other reasons why it's always great to have Kate on the podcast is because she's just smarter than us about books.
No.
It's true. She was like, why me? And we were like, because you're smarter than us about books.
No, I was like,
so nice. But no.
That's why. We need a ringer, Kate. We're useless. We're just like, dear Craven.
I bet he's great in bed.
You all would be like, Derek Craven would to everything. And I have to be like, you know, I think no.
Yeah. Let's break that down. No.
I think if we closely read page 85.
Yeah.
So there are these items, right? Like I think about the orchid in
Winterborn
and obviously the spectacles.
Yes.
And
Cam's rings.
Well, Cam's rings, but St. Vincent wears the ring around his neck.
Mm-hmm. My love is upon you.
I mean, here's the thing, you guys. Listen, I do think Derek Craven is best, but I have no problems with anybody who loves St. Vincent. Like, that is magnificent.
Wait, do we have to say this? Is this
I don't know.
We have to say?
Well, I was shitposting, so I think I have to say it.
I mean, yeah. No.
You made your bed, Jen.
I did.
You reap what you sow.
I mean, your mom has the St. Vincent Day is fantastic.
I think it's not giving you all. Nature is
obviously,
healing.
St. Vincent is amazing, as is Cam, as is, you know, Reese. I mean, like, they're Zachary, McKenna. I mean.
McKenna. Yeah, McKenna.
Kev, Kev. Don't sleep on Kev.
I have been reading a lot of them through the library because despite the fact that I ruthlessly hawk this woman's book, somehow Avon has not sent me the entire Kleypas backlist in a box.
But see what you're doing there, Jen.
Like, we invented Derek Craven Day.
And somehow, what do we have to fuck to
get more Kleypas books?
I don't know. I'm just saying. So I'm a very committed library user, I'm on a wait list for Kev. I have been for weeks.
You know, I mean, you could buy it, Jen.
Yeah, I think if I were to listen to a Kleypas book in audio, I might fling myself off a balcony because she's so good that I can only. You know, I frequently have to take a break because I feel so inadequate. So
the Ravenels is Mary Jane Wells. And I listen to all of them on audio. And she's great. Rosalind Landor does quite a few of the early ones. She has quite a few narrators. Here's the thing that's really interesting is some of her older books are showing as like they'll be available in February. And I don't know if that's because they are being recorded for the first time or if they are being re-recorded from, I mean, we've talked about this before. Old audiobooks don't have sometimes the same production.
But also, so I can shed a little bit of light on this as, you know, an elder statesman of romance now. Thank you. Because I feel real old when I talk to great romance writers now. So back in the day, before all the houses that had their own audio internally, you would sell books to HarperCollins, for example, and then you would sell audio to like a dedicated audio company, or whatever, which still exists. Like Brilliant still exists, I think, Tantor and Audible, like all like that all exists. But now like Harper has an audio department. So like you don't sell you if you were a Harper author, you would never like, well, I'm going to sell you Hell's Bells, but then I'm going to sell like this other place the audio. It's just silly. But what happens is the audio where the copyright, where, you know, Harper, for example, has the rights to a book forever, audio is for a distinct length of time. So it's like 7 years or sometimes it's like 12 years. And when those rights go up, anybody can buy them. And so now it's possible. So what I assume, because this is what happened with my earliest books too, they were with someone else and now Harper has them
again
for audio. Yeah, so they're going to be remade, or they were remade at some point.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to get, and I think this is what's happening with Beverly Jenkins too.
Which is great.
Because some of her older, so this is a gift to all of us.
Well, there's also, the reality is a lot of times those earlier books
didn't have audio.
Either they weren't audio, they didn't have any audiobooks, or they had abridged audio.
Oh.
Because back in the day, they would take out
the sex
the fun scenes. Part.
Terrible. Terrible.
That Can you terrible. Imagine?
I cannot countenance this.
Derek Craven would never.
Derek Craven would never.
Can you imagine Derek Craven without the breastfeeding scene?
Derek Craven would never. What if you had it on? What if you had it on audiobook and you get to that part, you remember it, and it's not in there?
I know. Like, you'd be like,
and then you're listening to Clayton on Learning the Tropes, and you're like, what's happening? What book did he read?
Yeah, that's real wild. So anyway, I think it's a gift to all of us who like listening to audiobooks while we do our puzzles.
I love it. All right, so what did we do this year for Derek Raven Day? Tell everyone what they've won.
Okay, can I tell the story, though, about what I've suggested that you should be for Halloween this year? Can I start with that?
Yes!
Okay, so Eric, our producer, everyone, had this great idea. And he was like, we're going to put a question up on the front page of the website, on the landing page. And it's like, you get to vote. So it's like, would Derek Craven do, you know, whatever, you know, put his shopping cart back in the cart rack or leave it wild in the parking lot? And people say yes or no, Derek Craven would or Derek Craven would never. But then people could put up their own suggestions. And so what we are going to do today is we are going to read some of these brilliantly funny questions and decide whether we think Derek Craven would or would never. And as Sarah said, this is going to be the most niche episode of Fated Mates ever.
Exactly. And if you haven't read Dreaming of You, just stop. I mean, hopefully you've stopped by now. But like, this isn't actually the same as listening to the IAD season without listening to the books, because this is really going to feel like out of left field.
But you know what? For those of you who do love Derek Craven, welcome.
Whatever. Also, it's our podcast, so we can do this weird thing right now.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
No. Oh, and in a few weeks, Kate's coming back to talk about romance novels. So learn about Kate now and then
Now. You're going to get sick of me. I'm sorry.
So here's the funny part. I was typing, like texting the group text to me and Sarah and Eric, and my finger slipped and I wrote Eric Craven instead of Derek Craven, and then I started laughing. And I said to Eric, Eric, for Halloween this year, you guys should go as the Craven family. Sarah can be Sarah the writer. I was like, V could be like Lydia, which is their daughter. And I was like, and you could go as Eric Craven. And I was like, all you have to do is like carry around some dice and have a pair of spectacles in your pocket. It is like total
on his face.
Yeah, like low hanging fruit. This would be amazing. And can I tell you, for days now, he just does not respond.
No. Jen keeps bringing it up, and he just doesn't reply. It's like when I sent Lisa Kleypas the your mom has the St. Vincent Day tweet. She's like, no.
And I was like, are you kidding me? I've given you a gift. This is the most, all Sarah has to do is walk around with one of her books, and all you have to do is find a pair of fucking dice in a Yahtzee game.
Let's be honest. If Eric cosplayed Derek Craven, I think it would all go very well for Eric for a while.
Obviously. So, I don't know
what he's thinking. Don't you think you're asking too much of this man?
My husband.
Yeah, we him alone.
Yeah, he's like, Eric Craven
like,
would
what,
never.
I don't do enough for you people?
Yeah. He's like, I gotta do this podcast every week.
I don't know, you guys. I thought it was brilliant. So feel free to dress up as your favorite romance characters for Halloween this year. That's
all I'm asking is that he learned how to tie a cravat. That's all.
All right.
So, here we go.
Sarah, do you want to start? So we have a list of hundreds of items from our listeners. And I mean, we're going to throw it out there and then we'll discuss.
All right, here's one that I have been looking at. I've been looking at for like 3 days.
Okay.
Would Derek Craven carry a dog in a, like a small dog in a bag? Like alive, you know?
I know.
You had to say a live dog?
Okay, I was looking at that one too because it's so great.
Live dog.
Not like a
teacup poodle or like a, you know, I can't imagine that he would have a teacup poodle.
No, like, right? Maybe, this would be like one of the children has one.
Yeah, like found this dog
and
like
they're like walking down the street and she's like, Dad, hold the fucking dog, right? And would Derek Craven at this moment, what would he do? This dog in a bag. That's the question. I love it. I've been looking at this one for days too. Kate, what do you think?
For Lydia, Derek Craven would. But he would be cursing under his breath.
Yeah. Like, why isn't this a real dog on a real leash?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who could protect my family?
But if anybody, yeah. To be clear, if anyone looked at Derek Craven funny about holding this bag with a dog in it, he would look at them like he was about to take out their intestines, and then they would accept it.
And then that would be, it would become like all the rage to carry the dogs
to bag. Here's the other thing I thought, though. I think later that night, he would give the dog like a pep talk. Like, you can do it. Like, you can walk on your own. You don't need to be in the bag, like, be bigger than that. So I think later he would want to have, like, a come-to-Jesus meeting with the dog.
I like how you call it a pep talk and you don't imagine that it would be like, we're both bigger than this. Both are ridiculous.
Any pep talk from Derek Craven would obviously be, like, in that vein of, so that's what I think he would do it. But I think later he would be like, listen, dog.
Derek Craven's teenage daughter would take a secret TikTok video of him being nice to the dog when he thought nobody was looking.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not about Derek Craven. One of the funniest things in that Tessa Bailey book, that the sweetest fixed, is that Leo has no idea what TikTok is and keeps calling it Talk Talk.
Talk Talk. Talk Talk. He thinks it's T-A-L-K, T-A-L-K.
And I was like,
okay,
it's amazing.
So this brings me to this morning. So I've been reading this Klopp Actually book. all right, back in the day, as you all know, we fell down the Jurgen Klopp rabbit hole along with Laura Lex, who is a British comedian who did a famous Twitter thread on if she was married to Jurgen Klopp, she would name her child Clip, and then the child would be called Clip Klopp. And then it was just like a whole thread of tweets where she, like, Jurgen Klopp is pure competence. And the three of us really enjoyed this thread. And so at some point, Laura put out a book that was like,
wait, who's the three of us?
You, me, and Jen. No?
You don't know the Clip Klopp?
You don't know the... I do know it, but as you know, I am quite cautious about talking about real life people this way.
Okay. So excuse me.
I think I absented myself from the discourse about
this. Never mind. Fair enough. Jen and I.
Oh yeah, I loved it a lot.
I really enjoyed it. So then I bought this book, Klopp Actually, which is her like full book of like fantasy competence moments with Jurgen Klopp. And as I was reading it this morning, I was like, this is part of the Derek Craven like appeal. Ethos. This sense of like if his teenage daughter would take a TikTok of him and he would have no idea what TikTok was because he's a grown ass man. And there's one of the tweets in the Jurgen Klopp thread is like, he'll take a picture of me and I'll say, don't put it on Instagram. And he'll say, I don't have Instagram because I'm a grown ass man with a job. So I do think like there is cross, there's a, the Venn diagram of like Jurgen Klopp, competence porn, and Derek Craven are sort of.
They're related. Yeah.
Possibly a circle.
Okay. I have another question. One that I also think is pretty funny, which is, would Derek Craven use your good fabric scissors on a paper crafting project?
This is so specific. I love these ones that are so
specific. I know. I feel like
people are really telling like, on their husbands. Like,
yes, somebody's at home hating their husband after 10 right. months in quarantine.
Right, right. And that's fair. So,
okay. Say it again. Say it again.
Would Derek Craven use your good fabric scissors on a paper crafting project?
Derek Craven would never use scissors.
I know. And I was like, yes, listen, he would. Because he would totally be like, would. There are good scissors? What the fuck are you talking about?
I was born in a drain pipe. Like, what are you talking about? But then also he'd be like, what do you want, better scissors? And then he'd bring a knife specialist to the house to
like perfectly sharpen the scissors.
Show you all the way, like all the possible scissors you could have. And then when you were picking them, he'd be like, just take all of them.
Yes. I agree.
I think he would not use scissors. He'd be like, I don't cut things myself anymore.
I don't cut things.
Fair.
All right. Here's one. Would Derek Craven silently pull a mask out of his pocket for you to put on before going into the store because you again forgot to bring your own? And my view was, absolutely, yes, Derek Craven would totally do this. It's perfect. I can see it on the page.
Derek Craven would not let you go to the store during the pandemic.
I mean, it's so true, though, right? Derek Craven would be like, this is literally why grocery delivery was invented.
Yeah, he'd be a hard no.
That's so amazing. But it's true. Like, you're... Both things are true, right?
Yes, no, I think that's
Kate's
fair.
Right. Kate is right, though. Both things are true,
not let me
Kate
go to the store
right.
in a pandemic.
Yeah, I don't think he would go either. He'd definitely hire somebody. I mean, I'm not saying he's like that guy, but...
Some of these are dirty. I'm looking at the whole list.
Yeah.
All the dirty ones Derek Craven would do,
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah.
Would he nick your knickers right in the pocket after a good sniff? Yes, he would.
Sure.
It's super dirty,
Wait,
but
this
he
one
would.
Is hilarious. Would Derek Craven buy rosé?
Oh, under duress. For you.
I don't think he'd ever drink it. I think he'd have no trouble buying it. That's what I'd say. In fact, I've been reading the one with Lydia. Do you guys know this? You know this, Sarah. There is like a novella that is Lydia, and Derek and Sarah appear briefly in it. And one of the things in this is that he has the best wine cellars in England.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
He has the best everything in England.
Sure.
I don't know that much about wine, so I don't feel like I'm good at this. Rosé is like considered what? Like kind of a fruity drink or something?
It's a girly wine.
Oh.
I mean, I love a rosé. That's my favorite kind of wine. But I feel like it's like a small dog around the... There are two small dog ones. I'm just noticing another small dog one. Would he carry your small dog around the park? I think he would. You know, I didn't come here to promote my own books, but I have a whole book where the hero carries a piglet around. And, like, I feel like Derek and Temple are similar. Like, I feel like...
Similar, sure.
Like, it's easier to carry this dog around than to wait for it to just...
Yeah.
You know, do its... Follow along behind.
This one is really funny to me because my friend Elizabeth, like every time she would hear someone say this, would like kneecap them, which is, would Derek Craven refer to taking care of his own children as babysitting?
No.
God no, right?
Derek Craven would never.
Derek Craven would never.
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 No, but like when my kids were little, when Darius was little and her kids were little, and people would be like, oh, is, you know, your husband babysitting? She would be like, yeah, it's called parenting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the epilogue tells us all we need to know. All he wants to talk about is how great Lydia is. And has everybody seen how great Lydia is? And isn't she smart and all this stuff? So I think it tells us all we need to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, there are some things in here. I need to tell you, I'm having trouble processing some of what's on this list here. So if I'm slow to like come to the table with a would Derek Craven, it's because
you're like, to think about it. It's important. That's why we brought you on. We knew you would take this seriously. You would give it the importance. Would Derek Craven test Nora Roberts' patience?
I think he profoundly respects women, and he would respect Nora Roberts too.
Agree.
But he would be like, I too own a town, Nora. We are even.
This one's a good one. I feel like we've done this before, maybe on Twitter. Kate, would Derek Craven use Irish Spring soap?
Yeah, I think I said he absolutely would use Irish Spring soap.
There was a comment here that said that questioned your decision.
That's okay. I mean, the one argument I could see is that Derek Craven, because he really, I mean, let's be honest, he has hideous taste because he wants everything right. to show how much money he has.
Right.
That he would be like, what's the most expensive soap? Get me that soap. Which is definitely not Irish Spring. But listen, he would still, to me, Derek Craven would smell like Irish Spring.
Yes.
Just it comes out of his pores.
Yes. Fair. Yeah, he would smell like fresh soap and man.
Yes. Would Derek Craven send a reply all email?
Okay. God. Okay.
That's here's a good one.
That's a good one.
This is controversial. But I say yes because he'd be like, I don't have fucking time for like thinking too hard for this about this. Also, I don't feel like Derek Craven needs email. I feel like he probably doesn't respond to a lot of emails.
That's fair.
Now I'm talking myself into like Derek Craven doesn't have email. He's like,
or Derek Craven doesn't reply to email.
Yeah, Derek Craven's inbox is not. Derek Craven is like, I'm inbox infinity. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Derek Craven is like, if you need me, you know where I work. Like, you can come to the club.
Here's why I'm going to disagree though. He is a businessman, and I think he doesn't suffer fools gladly. So I feel like he would see email as like a barrier between him having to deal with people's dumb bullshit. So I don't think he would reply all, but I do think he would embrace email as a way of just like, if I can handle it this way, then I don't have to have this dummy in my office. That's my thought.
Yeah. But okay. So like, do you think that Derek Craven like is on the email list for like Lydia's class? Because I feel like...
Oh, no. All of those he sends. He has filters set up and all that shit gets sent.
His factotum deals with that.
Yes!
Worthy.
Worthy.
That's true.
Worthy.
That's true. Sarah, here's a one that is really good for you, which is, does Derek Craven poop with the door open?
This is disgusting. Why did you pick this one?
Okay, here's why.
Like, nobody better say this.
I think the thing that's hilarious about it is it flat out, this person already gets that Derek Craven is a
word as an adult?
Because Sarah has a well-known theory about poopers and non-poopers.
That's
and
true. I just, and yeah. Christina, Lauren... out of me on the podcast is having this theory, and now I will have to answer for it forever.
Yeah.
The answer is yes, of course. I mean, yes, what? Of course. Kate, he's definitely a pooper.
Kate's like, I'm out. Kate's like, Kate left the group chat.
Oh, no, she doesn't agree. You don't think...
I'm unsure what you're saying.
Okay.
Are you saying that he... I can't even say this word. He goes to the bathroom with the door open? Are you saying that?
I think
yeah,
he would.
I think so.
I agree. Kate's just like, all right, let's move on. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I mean, I don't think there's any rationale for thinking that. And also, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Fair. I'm just saying, I think people that grew up with chamber pots have an entirely different metric for privacy.
That's where shoot the shit is from. Take the shit. It's when we were all having communal pooping. I don't think, here's the thing. Derek Craven is not having communal pooping.
No.
I just think he's like,
whatever,
comfortable with it.
I definitely want to move on from this question.
Okay, wait. All right, here. This is a real soft one then. You'll like this. Does Derek Craven cry watching videos of dogs greet their soldier dads who are returning home from war?
No. Absolutely not.
I agree. I don't think he would ever cry at that.
I don't think Derek Craven, I mean, it takes
I don't even think he watches
Derek Craven to like.
Yeah.
Craven is a soft touch about exactly two things, his wife and his daughter.
Exactly.
In this novella, they've got a passel of kids. There's five of them.
Okay.
Possibly the dog, but only because everyone else likes it. And he certainly would never admit that he likes this dog.
Right. Okay.
Especially if you have to carry it around in a bag. Mm.
I've got one that I really like.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Would Derek Craven shut down your computer without saving your work if you've been working too long?
Oh, just like come by and slam it down.
If you'd been working too long.
What I like about this is, again, notice how cleverly our listeners understand like his core, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would notice you are working too hard and want to save you from it. But would he do it in a way that's kind of fucked up is the question. Right?
Maybe.
I hate it, but maybe.
We've found the flaw.
I hate it too, but I think he would too.
Yeah, he would just be like, I think there'd be like a warning. Don't you think it's time to get off or whatever? And then at some point,
he'd come by
and be like, bam. You know, like, I'm getting annoyed. Don't you think it's time to get off that thing?
The same person who steals the glasses and doesn't give them back is the person who's like, you've been working too long.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah. And he's probably like, the last 1,200 words you wrote were trash.
FYI, gentlemen listening, do not. You have to be Derek Craven to do this and survive.
Yeah, I would dig a hole in the backyard and you'd never hear from my husband again.
Right.
But Derek Craven would help you with that.
Yeah.
Derek Craven would help you bury the evidence.
Here's a good one, considering what Kate just said about he is a soft touch about two exact things. Would Derek Craven wear matching PJs on a holiday card?
All of these
That's
ones.
That's a great one.
It's amazing. I love this question so much.
What do you think, Jen?
Here's how it plays out. Lydia is like, we should do this thing all the kids do. Right? Take the family photo in the Christmas PJs. And Sarah would be like, honey, your father would never. Okay, because Sarah knows what's up. And so then Lydia would be like, but I really want to do it. And then they would strategize together the way in which Lydia could ask. And then there would be a long, very long discussion about what kind of PJs would be acceptable. Like, no fucking snowflakes or snowmen. They would have to be plaid, like, pants only, plain shirt. Like, right? Like, then there would have to be a lot of negotiating about the actual pajamas. That's what I think.
My answer is Derek Craven would never, because Derek Craven doesn't wear pajamas. And he would be like, that doesn't exist. I don't know. I don't think so.
I have another take on this, which is it sort of leads into a whole separate sort of meta conversation, which is I feel like Sarah would say, honey, Derek Craven would never. And I feel like Derek Craven would hate Derek Craven would never. Like, I feel like he would be like, how dare you? That's not right. And then he would be like, of course I'll do it. And then he's like wearing stupid.
Yeah, he's like, bring me every pajama set.
All the pajamas. Yeah.
he calls it a, like, I bought out the entire department store.
He would. And then like, it would be, and then Sarah would be like, oh, here we go. You know? I gave you the out, you dummy.
Yeah, and you didn't take it. Mm-hmm. There's a related one. And this, again, it cracks me up, right? Briefs are not even part of the equation. Would Derek Craven wear boxer briefs or go commando? No tidy whities. No one even considering it. Boxer briefs or commando. Those are the choices. Boxer briefs. Listen, I'm going to tell you why. Because he likes nice things.
That's I think so, too. But I think, like,
they'd
intellectually, it's a commando situation.
He's like, these are like silk and they, like, you know, don't even know they're there.
I don't think boxer briefs can be silk.
I know they can't. They can be that.
Well, no, because it's Victorian England and he's super rich. He's going to have everything tailored perfectly.
Okay.
They probably have a row of, like, buttons or something.
Hmm. Maybe.
Hmm.
Okay. Hmm. Kate, you're going to enjoy this.
Okay.
You're like, I don't know how I feel about that. There's a whole series of questions inspired by this week's shenanigans in the stock market. Right? So it's like... and there's several of them, so it's kind of like, would Derek Craven, wait, no, I just lost it. Hold on. Let me do a find for the word stuck, because it appeared several times, and I was like, I like it. Okay. Would Derek Craven sell all his stock in oil companies? Would Derek Craven manipulate the stock market for fun? Oh, I guess maybe there are just two of them. But I thought there are a couple, like, what do we think Derek Craven would think about, like, the stock market?
So Derek Craven is, his entire profession is taking money out of the pockets of rich people for the stupid rich people games they play.
Yes.
So I suppose that if Derek Craven were living in a time of heinous late capitalism, his version of Cravens would probably be fleecing really rich people out of their money.
It would be that Reddit board.
I agree. I totally agree. I really do.
I mean, he would.
His username, Craven is King.
So he would not have a Reddit account. But.
Right. But I don't think he would find the story of GameStop and what happened this week delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would start to worry that the little guys are going to be taken advantage of eventually, mm-hmm. which is what always happens. But I think his initial thing would be like, yeah, power to the people.
Yep.
Fair.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm on board with it. Would Derek Craven, let's do some, like, since we're in politics, we're in the sort of newsy place, let's just do some quick and dirties. Would Derek Craven wear a mask?
Yes.
Fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Would Derek Craven get the vaccine?
Yes.
Absolutely. And he'd make sure. Who was I talking to? And I was like, Derek Craven would get the vaccine. He'd have a doctor come to Craven's. Yeah. And then he would make sure the vaccines got to every girl who worked at Craven's and Worthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the little chimney sweeps.
Yep. Everybody. All the ones over 16 because he's concerned about the children.
And Derek would privately, like, no one would ever know, but Derek Craven would be responsible for, like, an additional 100 million doses of a vaccine. He would find a way.
He would be Bill Gates, like, who basically funded the vaccine research at the very beginning.
But also extremely not Bill Gates. You know what I mean? He would be Bill Gates, but not.
Yeah. No, don't go too far there. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Would Derek Craven shout, I object, at a wedding?
No.
Never.
Why would he wait until the moment to object?
If Sarah was getting married to somebody else, he would just, like, drag her out of the church. It would not be like...
Yeah, right. The door would not slam open. And everybody would turn and he would walk down with his coat billowing in the back behind him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he'd pick her up and throw her over his shoulder and get the fuck out.
Yes. Absolutely.
Maybe I don't even think he'd wait to throw... He'd throw a punch. Like, I think he would just be like, no, I don't... I see nothing but you.
Right. If somebody even approached him, he'd be like, I will kill everyone in this place unless...
No, you would never approach him because you don't have a death wish.
Right. No. Right.
Mm.
Would Derek Craven make love in a hammock?
Mm.
Tracy, I hope you're listening.
I don't see him being a beach vacation kind of guy.
I don't think he would make love in a hammock either.
Would Derek Craven go on vacation?
I don't think so.
You know what? If he can't destroy you in that hammock, he's not going to have sex with you in it. No.
I don't see it. I really don't. I don't think so.
No, I really cannot imagine him, like, anywhere a normal person would go on vacation.
No. Can you imagine Derek Craven on vacation?
Sandals resort.
Like, sandals a resort.
No. Well, like, someone asked,
wait, would Derek Craven go to Disney World?
No. Literally, Derek Craven would be like, I would rather.
There's the line. If Lydia was like, I want to go to Disney World, he'd be like, I'm going to get you someone. Wervy will take you to Disney World.
Right. I'll pay for the whole class to go, but I will. Honey, no. Yeah. I don't see that happening. This one's actually really funny. Would Derek Craven ask where the thing is in the fridge that was in plain sight?
Never.
Wait. There's a second version of this that I like even better, which is, would Craven come home from the grocery store without having purchased the thing on the list because, quote, he didn't know what he looked like?
Everybody's struggling out there.
You know what? I just want to say, I see you, ma'am.
You guys, can I admit something? Sometimes when I ask Mr. Reed's romance to pick up something from the store, and I know he doesn't know what it fucking is, I will take a picture, and send it to him, and he still does it wrong, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
It's also like, there are people you can ask. You can say, I'm looking for lotus root. Can you help me? I don't know.
I really do believe he would come home from the store and be like, I don't know. I couldn't find it. I really do believe that he would be.
I feel like he would find someone who.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe if he had to go to the store.
Yeah.
If he had to go to the store, and you know, it'd be like an emergency situation if he had to go to the store by himself, right? He would go into the store. He would probably like take someone who works at the store by the elbow and be like,
here's the list. You know,
I'll give you $500.
I'm going to drink a cup of coffee in the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So he would never bring, I mean, In a desperate situation where he had to go to the store, he would never bring something wrong home because he would find a way.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. Would Derek Craven put an empty milk jug back in the fridge?
People are really going through it.
Wait, can I just say my favorite one of the people are really going through it ones is, would Derek Craven take care of these damn kids for me?
Derek Craven would. Listen. But only really for like a limited time. If it was clear that this is long-term help that you needed, he would take care of it. Right?
I just want you all to know we see you.
Yeah. I know.
And you know what? Derek Craven would. He would do all of those things. He would definitely not be like that terrible person you live with.
Sure.
Okay. Who's mostly fine, probably.
Of course.
Would Derek Craven bother you while you're reading?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Derek Craven, if he was bored, he would be like, listen, what about me? I mean, we've already decided he would shut down your fucking computer.
But, like, he for sure, like, if you were reading a romance novel, like, there could be something sexy happening there. Like, it could be, like, a good bothering. Like,
yes.
I don't think he's, like, hiding your books from you.
Or, as he would say, a good bothering. Yes.
Yeah, I think he would. Okay,
sorry.
I actually love this one. Would Derek Craven know if you'd been replaced by your evil twin?
Yeah,
of course. Obviously.
Literally, of course.
Well, first of all, he'd probably be able to smell it on you or something. Like, he'd know instantly.
Oh, sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He could hear it, smell it, instantly. It would be because he's a romance hero, so he has that romance hero skill, which is you come into the room fully disguised, you are... 40 feet away in a dark ballroom, and he knows it's you. So he would, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like a dog.
He would definitely know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He would know. He would, like, it wouldn't even be a minute's worth of fun for you. Instantaneously, he'd be like, that's the evil twin. Yeah. That's the evil twin. Would Derek Craven try to convince you that camping is better than a fancy hotel?
No.
He doesn't know what camping is.
Camping?
Derek Craven would never camp.
Derek Craven was born basically camping. So, oh, no.
Yeah.
Born into a campsite.
He would be like, no, the only vacation I could see Derek Craven going on is like, five-star, like,
oh, yeah,
the Georges V in Paris for, like, yeah, 2 weeks, and you have the presidential suite, and, like, sure, all of Paris is open to you.
Sure.
Derek Craven in a modern romance novel is the guy who can get, like, Cartier to open up, like,
yes,
after hours, yeah, to buy, sure, you his engagement ring.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, the answer to this is clearly yes, but I love this question, so I'm going to read it. Would Derek Craven tell you that you're driving perfectly when someone honks at you in traffic, then take down their license plate number to a follow-up? The answer is yes, but also, Derek Craven probably would never let anyone else but himself drive. I hate to say that, but he's...
Well, he might have a driver, right?
Yeah, but if it's like you and him driving?
Oh, no. He drives.
He would drive. Sure.
Mm. Oh, wait. Kate's not sure.
I think he would let Sarah drive, especially if she, like, really wanted to and really had fun at it and was, like, yeah, really excited to do it. But then, like you say, he would be, like, ruthless if somebody was rude to her. Like, if she,
oh,
was,
yeah,
like, if she was going,
she
like, 25.
Because she
was going, like, a 25 and a 50, he'd be, yeah, like, if you honk again, I'm going to tear the doors off your car and beat you with them. Yeah.
Fine. I'm not mad.
Would Derek Craven, this is a great one, would Derek Craven yell at your therapist for making you cry?
I just highlighted that one.
That was yours?
It's not mine, but I did highlight it.
Oh, it's not highlighted for me.
Oh, really?
That's a good one.
That is a good great one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would Sarah tell Derek Craven that the therapist made her cry? See?
It's Zoom therapy now, nowadays. Yeah,
that's
so
true.
If your therapist makes you cry, everyone knows. Just,
yeah.
I think, here's my thing, but it would be deeply misplaced because he would be terrified you were crying because of him.
Oh.
Right? Or, yeah, like, it would that be like a tell me what I did wrong so I can fix it, kind of like panic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Think I could see that.
And your therapist would be like, I'm sorry, but, you know, doctor patient confidentiality. And he would
Sarah's
be like,
just like, I just have writer's block.
Would Derek Craven wear a man bun?
Never.
Oh, never.
Ever. Too fiddly.
Yeah, I mean, never.
Look,
never.
Here's the thing, you guys. This was in a Derek Craven would never column. I will say I am fond of a man bun. I really am.
Sure.
Like, I think if men have a man bun, often they could pull it off, and I'm fine with it. I think Derek Craven would be like, this is fiddly nonsense.
Too much work.
He would never.
Never.
Would Derek Craven eat the special candy you got for the holidays without asking you first?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he eats candy.
You don't think so? You don't think he's like a Turkish delight kind of guy? I bet he loves candy.
I bet
but
he
not
loves
like
candy
publicly. Like, not, he would never, sure, like,
a secret candy
say
eater
he loved candy.
Yeah, right. He's not wit. He's not walking around candy in his pockets.
No,
but
no,
does
no
he enjoy a good candy?
Oh, my God. Derek Craven would hate that about wit. He'd be like, you're a show-off and I don't like it.
You're disgusting.
Stop trying to, like, win over the kids with the fucking candy in your pockets.
He would hate that. He and Wit would never get along because Derek Craven would be like, and he has candy in his pocket all the time.
Mm-hmm. So you think he likes candy?
Yeah.
I think he likes candy, like, in the sense that, in that way that, like, you know, he grew up without it. Like, he grew up without sweets or anything, like, that was a treat.
Uh-huh.
And so, like,
right,
the
right
idea,
exactly,
of, like, marzipan is mind-blowing,
oh, like this,
for him.
Okay.
Right.
I like this thinking.
Right. Yeah. It's, like, right, something, yeah.
Like, I can see him being the kind of, like, him, like, at a special, for a special occasion, like, having the pastry chef at Craven's, like, create some kind of, like, wildly decadent, like, petit four spread of, like,
yeah,
impossibly decorated marzipan, yeah, treats.
Would he eat it before you?
He might sneak it. Yeah, he might sneak a piece.
Here's why I think yes. Because I think it would never occur to him that anything Sarah brought into the house would not be for him too.
Huh. Okay, fair.
Yeah, like I just think it wouldn't even unless she said to him, right? Like, but I don't even think she would because she would never withhold that way. Sarah Craven would never.
Okay, wait, this one is great. Derek Craven would never kill spiders for me. He would unionize them to terrorize my enemies.
That's perfect. There's a person who understands entirely.
Yes.
Well, one of the others is, would Derek Craven bring you a bag full of heads of your enemies?
Yes. Obviously, yes. Obviously. Yeah, of course.
Here's one that I really like. This is definitely a Derek Craven would never. This isn't to ask a question about. Derek Craven would never use a car backup camera. He would put his arm behind the passenger seat while looking out the rear view and back up with confidence. That is so specific.
I love it.
You guys, this really did, this whole project, which we sort of were like, I don't know, it could be fun. Sure. It's so delightful.
It really is pure joy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, here's my thing, though, about the backup camera. If the kids were little, I think he'd use it. I do. That's why backup cameras were actually invented.
Because people, of children.
Yeah, like people, there are like really tragic stories of kids in the driveway being hit by cars. All right,
way to lower the temperature.
I'm sorry. Cut this out after
I said this is a pure shot of delightful joy. No, Eric, take that part out.
It is. It's fine. I'm just saying, I think Derek Craven would be like, it's fine. Okay, perfect.
He wouldn't. No, but I'm going to just say, Jen, to close the loop on this, I disagree. Fine. And the reason why is because Derek Craven with the fear of God into those children, that if he was in a car and they were on the fucking yard and like they were not in the garage.
In the driveway, rather. Either that or he'd like rebuild the whole front of the house so you never had to go backwards in the driveway, which I think would be a far more likely thing. Like, look, you just drive in one way and drive out the other. Yeah. Right. That's, I think, really what he would do. I mean, you guys, I'm not even going to lie to you. I spent a lot of time thinking about that one because I was like, he would never, but like under certain circumstances. But then he's like, how could I avoid it?
Yeah. Derek Craven, this is another one I just want to read out loud. Derek Craven would hand wash your breast pump parts because he loves you, supports your career, and doesn't trust the maid to clean them properly.
Wow.
I mean.
Yes, correct.
Sure. Sure. This one, it's, again, I'm like, people, I really do feel like I want to send everyone flowers. Would Derek Craven insinuate the dinner I made was bad while being completely unwilling to cook anything himself?
Honest to God, we all see you.
You guys, listen, I love you all.
You know what we need to do in solidarity with everybody who has sent in one? We need to do one of our own like this for like the things that are really grinding us down.
Yes.
So mine would be, would Derek Craven ever leave a butter knife on the edge of the sink instead of just putting it in the dishwasher?
They have to walk past the dishwasher to put it in the sink. That's what kills me. The dishwasher's first.
That's mine.
Would Derek Craven dog ear a book page?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
there's just no bookmarks are too fiddly.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, would Derek Craven have a pumpkin spice latte? Here's what I'm going to say. Listen.
Also pretty fiddly.
Listen, I think that's why. I don't think he would make fun of people for liking pumpkin spice, but I just think he drinks his coffee black.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Here's one of my favorites, just because I like thinking about it. Would Derek Craven support his wife by publicizing her book?
Yes. But I don't think it would be public.
Mm.
I think he'd be that husband who like buys 10,000 copies of it. And, like, gets you in trouble at the New York Times. Like, then you get on the list, but you get the star, cross, yeah. The little, you get the cross. It's like, something weird happened. And then everybody's like, something weird happened. And you and Sarah would go to him and be like, what the hell did you do? And he'd be like, I didn't know.
I'll tell you what Derek Craven would never fucking do, though. Derek Craven would never get on Twitter and fight with your enemies.
Because he's a grown-ass man with a job.
No, he doesn't. Twitter, yeah. He doesn't have that.
He's like, what? Twatter. I shouldn't say that. That sounds gross.
Sarah said makes sense. He definitely would try some shit like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He would only have to mess that up once.
Yeah. And then
I actually do think he might be like, have you read my wife's book?
Or everybody at Craven's as part of the membership fee.
There you go.
I think he would do that. Into the fee that they have to buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, he would absolutely manipulate all these rich jerks to buy Sarah's book.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Although,
free copies to all the girls in the club.
Would Derek Craven send a Hallmark card?
No.
No.
I don't think so. No, I can't see
it. I don't feel like Derek Craven would send cards.
I think he'd send checks.
Like, would Derek Craven write a thank you note?
No. He'd send you a check.
He doesn't allow anyone to do anything for him that he would have to be grateful
for. But, like, at Christmas, if, like, what's her name? The friend. Why am I having a blank on the friend's name?
I don't know.
His friend.
Lily.
Like, with Lily... sent him a birthday gift. He would hate it.
He would hate it.
Yeah.
He would be like, I set up college funds for your kids.
Yeah.
Now don't do it to me anymore. Yeah. Asshole. Yes. Right? Fuck. He would never. Derek Craven has never licked a stamp. Or peeled one off. Never. Never.
There are a lot of things in here about just, like, chores in general. Like, would Derek Craven mow the lawn? He would definitely hire out all those things. There's one in here that's, like, would Derek Craven laugh at people who are offended by swearing? And the first thought of mine was, like, Derek Craven doesn't laugh, except unless it's, like, with his children or Sarah. It's, like, he doesn't laugh otherwise. No laughing.
I think all of the ones about, like, would Derek Craven stay up all night fucking you, every single one of those answers, yes.
Any question that is about sex,
there's one about two peas.
Oh, he would never.
With Sarah, he would never.
I mean, here's the thing. Imagine what would happen if, like, they, I don't know, 10 years into their marriage, they were like, all right, what's the, like, darkest fantasy? Let's do it. Like, and he was like, I'll do anything. And she was like, all right, two peas. He'd go full Magritte brain. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I God, mean, just her. What?
No. And then he'd need to cry at the therapist.
No, it would be really bad. It would be really bad.
Yeah, no. That would never happen. See, she wouldn't even want it.
But
it's fine.
But he'd do everything else, like voyeurism, like outside, anywhere.
Anything.
Anything else you want. Anywhere you want. But no.
He would do all those things.
You can't ask him to bring another man into this.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
No.
Poor Derek.
It's not his style. No, he would never.
Derek Craven, I don't think, would listen to podcasts. There's a couple questions on here. Derek Craven listen to podcasts? No.
He wouldn't, but what if you were in the car and Fate of Mates was playing? Would he ask questions? There's one, like, would he listen to Fate of Mates, take notes, and then talk to you about it later?
As much as I would like to say yes, I think the answer is no. The answer is no. There was one, though, that was really cute, which is, would Derek Craven watch you listen to a podcast with headphones on and then, like, be happy that you were happy?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that would make him happy. That's it was adorable, but I was like, would he listen himself? I guess if you were stuck in the car.
Yeah.
But then Yeah, no, not really.
If you're stuck in a car, again, like if you have to be on a long car trip, somebody else is driving and he has you in the back seat and he's destroying you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. Yeah. No, it's
I mean,
true.
That's the truth. I mean, definitely there's a screen up between. It's a big car, okay? But
this is like a very a low Sarah crossover. Would Derek Craven live in an actual conveyance?
No.
No.
But he would, like that Joanna Shoup tycoon hero, have a private rail car. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. He would, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon has a private rail car.
Mm-hmm.
The good stuff.
That's nice.
That is the good stuff.
Not to get off track.
That's definitely.
Tom Severin has his own railway.
Yes, Tom Severin has the whole. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Five feelings, Tom.
Kleypas.
Kleypas.
She's like, you know what? He owns the railroad. That's what that one does.
This one is really funny.
She's like, this one owns a hotel. This one owns a department store. This one owns the entire railroad.
There was one. Okay. Would Derek Craven ask his woman to use an Uber pool? Absolutely not. Ever. Like, that would never happen.
No.
I can't imagine Derek Craven letting you get into an Uber. Like, I don't.
Oh, yeah. No.
I feel like Derek Craven, like, anytime you're out of Derek's sight, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
An exclusive battalion of, like, Israeli special forces people. Are
following you around, yeah.
I mean, like, truly.
Yeah. This one, though, this is a great place to end. Would Derek Craven, air quotes, borrow your romance novel and read the whole thing? I think it depends on the book, friends.
What if it's your favorite? Would Derek Craven read Dreaming of You?
Well, oh, it's like a snake eating its own tail.
If he thinks it's going to give him information that's going to help him win you over.
Here's why I think he would enjoy a romance novel. Because I think he is such a man of the people. And I think he really likes things that just, like, bring people joy and make people happy. I mean, he loves gambling. He loves it real fancy. Like, right? Like, what is not to love about a romance novel? But I think he would like the ones that, I think he'd like IAD or, like, Nalini Singh, where there's, like, some, you know, I think he'd like that one in Antarctica.
Whiteout.
Right? Whiteout. I don't think he would read the ones that are just, like, angst fests. That would not be his jam. But I think
like
he would.
I think he'd like a category.
But I do think he'd also, like, every time he came up against, like, another hero, he'd be like, well, he would never see himself in the heroes. He'd be like, I don't understand.
No.
Why doesn't he understand he loves her? Like, clearly. Like,
yes, right.
Or this guy owns a railroad? Nah. Like.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. He would read it in kind of the most asshole-ish way, secretly. I think really thinking it was great entertainment.
Yeah, but like honestly, I will say I feel like Derek Craven's favorite romance novelist probably is Lisa Kleypas. Like he likes all those strong men. He sees how he sees himself. Like he gets it.
But I mean, I think like when it comes to like, okay, like Derek Craven taking the family to the movies, it's like superhero shit. It's not like highbrow, right?
Like no, I think he likes just, it. Yeah. He likes big and like brash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, he likes the money.
Like, right, sure.
He's in it for the cash.
Would Derek Craven help you? I just made this one up. This is now I'm revealing my shit. Would Derek Craven help you decorate the Christmas tree?
This is like Kate's Halloween question. Yeah. Right?
Just the two of you? Maybe.
Not with maybe. Lydia?
Listen, I'm like the first year he'd do it. And then after that, he'd be like, that's your job. Let me reveal something about Mr. Reed's romance that bothers me. I love that man, but goddamn.
Maybe he would watch, but like at the end, he would always be there to lift Lydia up to like put the star on
the
tree.
I think I like that because I think what I'm picturing in my head is that like because of who he is, he'd be like a person who would be like, we're going to have 10 Christmas trees. They're all gold.
Yes.
They are like dripping in crystal. Yes. And like, and then, they get put up and then he puts the star. Yeah. I think that's,
right. But like actually like ornament by ornament, I don't see him. I don't see that being his thing.
So that's one for you. That's your butter knife.
Yeah, my butter knife is that Christmas tree. Is
I feel job. Like yeah. I can't do mine because Eric is the producer.
Yours on, can just be can that Eric. Eric is not dressing up as Eric Craven for Halloween, obviously. Yeah,
what did Derek Craven dress up as?
Like, here's mine. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because he knows I'm pissed off about it.
He, you know what? Right now, after you go, he can, like, slip in his and make it even.
No, he cannot.
Derek Craven wants parody. Look, I'm sorry.
No, like... If you showed Derek Craven a TikTok you thought would fun and was funny, would he say, I guess you had to be there?
That's so harsh.
Oh, that's the worst. God, yeah. No, it's true.
Wow. That hurt my feelings.
Yeah, absolutely not. Even though Derek Craven doesn't laugh. Everything Sarah is entertained by is absolutely yeah, wonderful. The greatest thing that's ever been created. And he would fake
He
it.
Would not watch. Listen, he would not watch the TikTok video. He would watch Sarah watching the TikTok.
See, there you go.
See? Yeah.
And he would, like, he would feel joy in his heart as he watched her watching the thing that brought her joy.
Yeah.
Eric, are you taking notes?
Wait, but I want to ask Kate, because Kate is the originator. We've already talked about Halloween, and we should have done this at the beginning, but Kate is the originator of, like, which of your heroes, your romance heroes, romance writers, would be most into Halloween, like, most into, like, giving out candy, right? And then this right. devolved or evolved, I don't know, you pick, into, like, long discussions on Twitter of, like, how every romance hero would respond to trick-or-treating at their house.
Right.
And so I want to put that out. How would Derek Craven respond to trick-or-treaters?
The good ones. But I think... I don't know that he would give out candy, but he would insist that every kid gets, like, multiple full candy
full-size bars. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think he would delight when the kids were really little in taking the kids out trick-or-treating, though. His kids.
Oh, you think?
I think their excitement.
What if they got, like...
I do.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, squirrel nut zippers. One squirrel nut zipper or one, look at you guys are like, what? One, that's a regional thing. Like one Tootsie Roll, like, one small Tootsie Roll, like in their
well,
bag.
I think you would have a full,
or like what if
a full stockpile of their favorite candies to like
big kids
in case they didn't get
little
what they
kids
wanted.
Out of the way, pushed
that's
Leah out of the
he
way.
Would go. That's
or
why
he
would go.
Would like
he
it.
Would exactly. Yeah. That's why he goes to protect her. He probably has like a little Lydia cage. He pushes her around in a little Lydia bag. Dress up like a little dog and I'll carry you around, Lydia.
I gotta say, if
you
I
know,
were
Sarah,
Sarah
might actually...
Yeah. Yeah.
She might stop that.
I wouldn't.
She might be like, it's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea for dad to take you.
It's like, look, I live in New York City. When you take a small child to the playground in New York City, like a little one, it's rough and tumble out here on these streets. Like,
sure.
Sometimes a bigger kid, like you have a 2-year-old at the playground, sometimes a 4-year-old like pushes her out of the way to use the slide. Derek Craven would lose his mind.
Yeah, definitely.
He can't go to the playground.
Yeah, Sarah might want to insulate
difficult.
He can only take care of those damn kids in the house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but he has. I'm sure by now they have a really nice country house.
Sure,
where
of course
you know the kids can frolic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, like, poor Lydia, because when she comes home as a teenage girl and is crying because her friends were mean to her.
Oh, oof. Nightmare time. Just nightmare time.
I mean, Sarah is going to have to do some real heavy mom lifting during those teenage years.
You know what? Like, this is terrible, but it's like, would Derek Craven call the principal? And the answer is like, fucking
every day.
Oh, God. He'd be the worst.
It'd be
Derek Craven's
Jen, like, would you like Lydia Craven to be in your class?
No. Yeah. Lydia Craven was a math and science person and didn't like me anyway, so it's
fine. You see that name on your roster and you're just, like, oh, your blood runs cold.
guy. There is, I hate to say this.
And you like, say, think the teachers like whisper, and they're like, the dad is a mess, but like the mom's kind of really nice. She seems to get it.
Great. There is for sure like a thing that happens where like a kid will be like, yeah, my dad helped me with my homework. And I'm always like, dads, because it just goes sideways so fast, right? Like they get over involved, like they do too much. Like, you know, it was just an addition problem. And now I'm doing this like slope intercept bullshit. Like, you know, like it's just.
I will tell a story about my dad that I think is probably a little Jerry Craven-y too. When I was in like middle school or whatever, I was doing a project on like something related to ancient Greece. Don't ask me what. Mm-hmm. And my dad built a full scale, like two scale version of the Parthenon in the garage. And then was like, take it to school. It'll be your project. And I was like,
sure.
And even I remember even at the time, I was like, dad, no one is going to think I built this. And it, you guys, it's still in my parents' basement, I think. And it is like the most beautiful two-scale version of the Parthenon you've ever seen.
Sure.
You're going to have to give that to V for a project.
Yeah, right. Derek Craven definitely is like overly involved in homework. And then they had to like cut him out. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they just send fake report cards home to her. Like, to him. They send one to Sarah and one to Derek to show him. Fine. And I think that's just how it has to go.
I do. Oh God. I bet Derek Craven gives very nice teacher gifts, though. That's what I think.
Checks. Cash.
Because he writes checks. Yeah. It's like just an envelope full of money. Oh, must be from the Cravens.
That's what everybody says. You see the name on the roster, and then the person from the year before goes, it's a total nightmare, but at the end, you've made double your salary.
Yeah, you're going to get an envelope full of money. Yeah. It's terrific. You'll probably be able to retire.
All right. Would Derek Craven ask Lisa Kleypas what she thought of the Derek Craven episode of Fated Mates? Because that's one of them here. The question is, Derek Craven would never ask Lisa Kleypas what she thought of would Derek Craven.
That's a bit circular for sure. Derek Craven wouldn't want to admit that someone made him. Derek Craven came into being all on his own.
Sprung from the forehead of Zeus.
Yeah. Right into the drain pipe.
You guys, this was extremely fun. And for the 12 people who listened to us, thank you for sticking it out for an hour and a little bit and entertaining and like humoring us.
All the Kleypas heroes are awesome. We just love Derek Craven. We do. You could do this with any of them. Feel free to use these questions at home.
We'll see you next year on February 4th, which will be a Friday. And maybe we'll have to best ourselves.
I don't even know how we can do it.
I don't even know. I don't even know what we're going to do, but we're going to figure it out. We have a year to think about it. Kate, thank you so much for joining us. Kate Claiborne, your new book comes out at the end of the month, and we are going to have a longer episode about it and about retellings.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
This month. So everyone join us in, 3 weeks for that episode? I think it's
Might be my fifth time.
We got to order those pink lady jackets. You know what, though? Kate Claiborne would never wear a pink lady's jacket. So Kate, you don't Claiborne. Actually...
Would never.
And so we don't actually have to worry about that.
Yeah, just the thought that it exists is fine.
We don't have to send a thing. We'll find an item that Kate Claiborne will enjoy.
Would, yeah.
Kate Claiborne would.
Our problem is, I will say, Adriana Herrera would wear a pink lady's jacket. And so we are going to have to think about it.
I mean, we're going to have to figure out this pink lady jacket thing. I know, we're here. I never thought we'd get here, but here we are. Anyway, join us again. Kate's book is called Love at First. You can pre-order it wherever books are sold, or you can pre-order it signed by the woman herself from Fountain Books in Richmond, Virginia. Is that right? It's in Richmond,
Virginia.
Right. Mm-hmm. We will put links to all of that in show notes. Support your local Kate. Her last book was Love Lettering, and we adored it. And also, so did many, many other people. It was on a lot of best lists last year, and it's great. You can get that probably signed, too, because I assume Kate has to go in and sign
books. You can. You can, yeah.
And... What else? You can find us at thetamates.net. We have a new landing page. It's very pretty.
We're produced by Eric Mortensen. It's almost said Eric Craven.
We're produced by Eric Craven.
Yes. Eric Mortensen.
And also on the Fated Mates website, you can find more information, including lots of data on Derek Craven Day. It's live today. Eric's put together a lot of charts and graphs and memes for you and for your pleasure. So if you just want to chuckle, head over there, tweet us or Instagram us about your opinions about what Derek Craven would and would not do. Buy Dreaming of You and read it if you haven't already. But I mean, if you're this far into the episode, and you probably should have, you probably have. But support Lisa Kleypas because she's amazing. And Lisa, you're amazing. Like, for real, Lisa, you're amazing. We love you.
I'm going to go buy that one with Kev.
Don't forget to call me about the button string when you get to Zachary Bronson.
When my library holds are not coming in fast enough. I'm going to have to go spend some money on Lisa Kleypas. And all of us should.
Yes. Maybe we'll put in show notes. Actually, we can do this now. Kate's favorite, Lisa Kleypas is...
Seduce Me at Sunrise.
And mine, aside from Derek Craven, is Again the Magic. And Jen's is...
I'm on a Marrying Winterborn. Or West... Or Devil's Daughter.
It's West bold. Raven. It's a three real difference. A lot of different opinions over here.
We can love them all.
Happy Derek Craven Day, everyone.
Love y'all.
Get cake or something.